పాదు సేవన ప్రభు శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం థర్డ్ క్యాంటో ఫస్ట్ చాప్టర్.
ఓం నమో
భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ.
ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ.
ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ.
సో this on the third canto this there is the mention of Uddhava and Vidura. Vidura, he was the Jamaraj. He became a Sudra, that is the cave type of విచిత్ర విద్య బై వ్యాసదేవ్ వెల్ బాన్ విదుర. సో విదుర యు నో ది ఇన్సిడెంట్ వై విదుర కెమరాజ్ కెమ్ సుద్ర
దట్
మండప ముని.
వాట్ ముని?
మండప మండప ముని.
That incident I know. Because in his young age, he poked with a nail of a caterpillar like that. So for the further reaction...
Butterfly.
Poked. So for that reaction, he suffered that reaction. One king, two of the thieves were hiding in the... and he was arrested for that, suspected for that theft, and he was punished by the king and was put into that Sula. And he went and he cursed the Yamaraj for that.
So actually that Yamaraj was very much should we say interested to take part in Lord's pastimes. That's why the Lord arranged such a incident. So then when as you know, refers to Mahabharata, that Pandavas were sent to exile by Duplicious this Posa. So dice. This is dice. So somehow or other they spent 12 years in exile and 1 year in incognito. Then when they came back, Yudhishthira Maharaj was still not in favor of war. So he sent his the Lord as a messenger to bring peace, to make some settlement. But when the Lord went to Hastinapur, it is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, that ninth chapter, Jada cha partha prahita sabhayan jagad guru jani jagad krishna natani punsamrutayanani రాజోరుమేని ఖ్యత పూర్ణలేసా. లార్డ్ కృష్ణ వాజ్ సెంట్ బై అర్జున ఇన్ టు ద అసెంబ్లీ యాజ్ ద స్పిరిచువల్ మాస్టర్ ఆఫ్ ద హోల్ వరల్డ్ అండ్ ఆల్దో హిజ్ వర్డ్స్ వర్ హార్డ్ బై సమ్ లైక్ భీష్మ యాజ్ ప్యూర్ నెక్టర్ ఇట్ వాజ్ నాట్ సో ఫర్ ద అదర్స్ వీఆర్ కంప్లీట్లీ బిరేప్డ్ ఆఫ్ ద లాస్ట్ ఫైర్థింగ్ ఆఫ్ పాస్ట్ ఫైర్స్ వర్క్స్ ద కింగ్ ధృతరాష్ట్ర దుర్యోధన డిడ్ నాట్ టేక్ ద వర్డ్స్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ వెరీ సీరియస్లీ. So Duryodhana said that Bina Yudhesu Chagra Medini, I want to spare. Without war, even I want to spare a land which occupies the tip of the needle. So that's why the Lord stated, the Lord declared war and he went away. So thereafter, when Dhritarashtra understood this point, he was afraid. So he brought Vidura. He asked for Vidura and told him about these things. So Vidura gave the advice. In 1.11 it is stated, Ajat Satru Pratiyachadaya Titikhyata Durbi Sahatavaga Sahanujojatra Prukudarahi Susan Rusaja Tamalang Vivesi. So Vidura said, you must now return the legitimate share to Yudhishthira, who has no enemies and who has been persevering through untold sufferings due to your offences. He is waiting with his younger brothers, among whom is the revengeful Bhima, breathing heavily like a snake. Still you were afraid of him. So he told that your son, Duryodhana, is like you are maintaining offense personified. Duryodhana is your infallible son. But he is envious of Lord Krishna, and because you are thus maintaining a non-devotee of Krishna, you are devoid of all auspicious qualities. Relieve yourself of this ill fortune as soon as possible and do good to the whole family. So Duryodhana was very much angry. So he rebuked Vidura and asked others to send him out of the country. So Vidura left the kingdom and he went for a Tirtha, that is for holy places, pilgrimage to holy places. For 35 years he went. Then when he came, he had this news that Mahabharata Yudha is over, and also the king, lord, and his Yadu dynasty, they are also been vanquished. All these things, he knew this. So somehow or other, he met Uddhava in Vrindavan. So he asked about the lord, about others, he asked. So illustrated in second chapter, second to second chapter, that Uddhava was, when he heard this point, of course, Vidura knew Uddhava. He could recognize. Both were like avaduta. They are, because of Uddhava, because of living Krishna, he was leading almost like a mad person.
Who is avaduta?
Avaduta means just like Advaita Charya, it is called avaduta. Avaduta means there is no fixed dress, etc. like that. Sometimes he becomes mad, naked also.
Avaduta.
So it is called avaduta. So, but Vidura could recognize Uddhava, so he embraced him and asked about the Lord and the other Kitan king. So, Uddhava, when he heard about the Lord, when he remembered the Lord, he became ecstatic. He became, in a very trance. So, somehow or other, he again recovered, and then he said about the pastimes of the Lord, he remembered. So, I will, verses I will say. That the Lord is in 2.12, it said that Jan Matalu Baikang Sujogang Maya Varandarsaita Vritam Bhisma Banang Susya Chasavagarde Parang Padangu Sanabu Sanangam. The Lord appeared in the mortal world by his internal potency, Jogamaya. He came in his eternal form, which is just suitable for his pastimes. These pastimes were wonderful for everyone, even for those proud of their own opulence, including the Lord himself in his form as the Lord of Vaikuntha. Thus, Sri Krishna's transcendental body is the ornament of all ornaments. So another famous verse is 23. Aho vakijam stanakala kudam Jighasayapayadapiya sadhi Levhe gatindhatru chitanga tonyam Kangvadayarum saranam brajima. This is very strong. This verse is very famous because Sukadevusa himself, while he took bath from his mother's womb, he immediately started for forest, for Brahma Chintan, for meditation on Brahma. But when he heard this verse and some other verses of Bhagavatam, he became attracted to learn this Srimad Bhagavatam. As we have discussed, second canto, first canto, all this have been already discussed. So, this meaning of this is, alas, how shall I take shelter of one more merciful than he who granted the position of mother to a sea demon, Putana, although she was unfaithful and she prepared deadly poison to be sucked from her breast. So in this way, he narrated the Lord and his pastimes, etc., which was so to say a summary of 10th canto. The Lord's pastimes in Vrindavan, Mathura, and in this way he stated. So somehow or other, the Lord has his pastimes. Tato nanda prajamitaha pitra kansadi vibhyata ekadasa samastatra gudharji sabalo basat. That means thereafter his father, being afraid of Kansa, brought him to the cow pastures of Maharaj Nanda, and there he lived for 11 years like a covered flame with his elder brother Baladev. So the Lord is has spent his pastimes of killing demons, playing with his friends, making this dance, and this Govardhan Lila, and all these things during these 11 years. He has all this Lila. Then, in the third chapter, he says, Tadasa agatya pura supitro chikesaya sambala deva sanjutaha mipata tungadri pujutanathan atam vyakasadvyasubhavodya swarbhyam. Buddha said, thereafter Lord Krishna went to Mathura city with Sri Baladeva, and to please their parents, they dragged Kansa, the leader of public enemies, down from his throne and killed him, pulling him along the ground with great strength. So, here, Kansa himself invited his death. The Lord was playing his pastimes in Vrindavan. He was not thinking of Kansa. But then the demigods, and they were very much afraid. How long he will live? He will live. This Kansa. All the demigods were afraid. So Narada Muni came and stated the fact that actually Vasudeva's son is Krishna, who is in Vrindavan. Up to that point, Kansa didn't know that the eighth child of Devaki is called Krishna. Because prior to that, that will be described in 10th canto. Prior to that, he had killed six children of Devaki. And seventh child of Devaki, it is stated that there is Garbhapata. That the child was killed in the womb. Something like that. Garbhapata, that is called. So anyway, no one knew that where the child went or gone. Actually, he is Balaram. He is Balaram, seventh child. But born in the womb of Rogahini. That will be described in 10th canto. So, eighth child, and actually when eighth child was born, actually the Lord himself was born, and he himself appeared as a four-handed form of Narayana. And then, on the prayer of his parents, he became a child. And he told that if you are afraid of Kansa, you may take me to Braja and bring back the child there, girl child there, of Nanda Maharaj. So in this way, Kansa knew that the eighth child of Devaki is this girl. So when he wanted to kill her, that girl child went away, slipped away from his hands, and said that your enemy is born elsewhere. You stop doing all these sinful activities. So he was not sure where his enemy was there.
She was Mahamaya.
Mahamaya. And because when Devaki and Vasudeva married, Kansa himself was driving the chariot of there. And he had this Akashvani. Or sun in the sky.
Yeah.
That Asyastu Ashtamagarbha Antaja Vasya Adudha. You fool, great fool, you do not know whom you are driving, their eighth child will kill you. So you are always afraid. So now when Narayana said that your actually your enemy is Krishna and he is growing up in Vrindavan, so he sent Akrura. So he sent Akrura to bring Krishna and Balaram, so that you will arrange to kill him, kill them there. They are arranging some rangamancha, that is malla, some mallas were there.
Mustika
Chandra, etc. So anyway, when he went, Akrura came, that will describe in 10th canto, 36th chapter. Akrura came and took them to Mathura, and there they killed Kamsa. And thereafter, Krishna and Balaram, they went to Ujjaini for study. Sandipani, they went for study. And then so Mathura, they stayed for 18 years. And each year, Jarasandha, the father-in-law of Kansa, because Kansa was killed by Krishna, Kansa's wife, two wives are there, Asti and Prapti. They are the daughters of Jarasandha, the king of Magadha. Then, so Jarasandha each year went to attack Mathura with 23 Akhoini soldiers. In Mahabharata only 18 Akhoini soldiers were killed.
It is more than 23.
Yeah, it is 5 Akhoini more. And each year he was coming with 23 Akhoini soldiers. So on this way, in this way, he remained 18 years in Mathura. And then he went to Dwaraka. So in the fourth chapter it is stated that he had so many wives, 16,108 wives, all these things are there. And in the end he wound up the Jadav dynasty, Jadav dynasty, by creating a by the sages. Because once Sambho and other children of Jadu dynasty, they were playing and they decorated Sambho as a girl child. Girl child, and they asked, went to Pindarika Khetra at a nearby Dwaraka and said to the sages that this lady is having some child in his womb, in her womb. Please tell whether it will be a female or male child. So the sages knew that they are joking with them. So they cursed him that she will born, she will give birth to a musal.
Iron rod,
which will kill all your dynasty. So some are other these things. And so the Lord knew that because he was by the arrangement of the Lord, these things happened. So he sent Uddhava to Badrikasram, Badrinath. Because all these Jadavas will be killed, and so he sent him in advance to Dwaraka, Badrinath. But Uddhava was not willing to leave Krishna. But somehow or other, Uddhava stayed there, but these Jadavas, they went to Prabhasketra. They gave charity to the Brahmanas, etc. And thereafter, they took this liquor, Baroni Madira, Baroni wine, and fought among themselves and were killed. So thereafter, the Lord, Lord was very much happy. See, he was not sorry. He was not sorrowful or something like that. It is stated in 10th canto that how many Jadavas were there, we cannot count that. But it is counted that their teachers, their teachers' number is, how much can you imagine?
No.
It is 3 crore 88 lakh.
Teachers
Teachers only.
Only teachers.
Trisha Kotya सहस्राणाम अष्टाशीति शतानि च आसन जदुकुलाचार्य कुमाराणाम इति श्रुतम्।
टीचर्स मीन्स मिलिट्री
टीचर्स मीन टीचिंग टीचिंग दी स्टूडेंट्स
मिलिट्री साइंस ऑफ
नॉट नॉट एट मिलिट्री
एवरीथिंग एवरीथिंग टीचर्स ऑफ अकाउंट
टीचर्स नंबर वाज 3,88,00,000 सो यू कैन अंडरस्टैंड हाउ मच
जदुस देयर देयर हैविंग नंबर्स। सो एनीवे एंड कृष्ण वाज सिटिंग पीसफुली इन ए विथ असुत्थ वृक्ष असुत्थ पीपल ट्री। सो अगेन दिस उद्धव वेंट देयर सो उद्धव prayed the Lord to give them and give him instructions before departing. He knew that the Lord will depart. That's why he was departing to give him some instructions.
Just like if the Lord gave instructions to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, and that is the Lord gave the instructions in 11th canto, it will be described. That is called Uddhava Gita. So by the arrangement of the Lord also, Maitra Muni came there. He will, here Maitra Muni will be giving and those instructions to Vidura. The Lord instructed Maitra to give these lessons to Vidura. So in this way it is stated in the fourth chapter 19th verse that iti on 31 that the Lord gave one message to Naranarayana that this Uddhava is going to there, that place, and no dhava anuapi manyuna madguni nardita prabhu at mad bhayunam lokam grahyan niyatishtadu. It is in 3rd canto, 4th chapter, text 31. That means Uddhava is not inferior to me in any way because he is never affected by the modes of material nature. Therefore, he may remain in this world in order to disseminate specific knowledge of the personality of Godhead. Here, why the Lord sent Uddhava to Badrinath? Because the Lord in his pastimes had gone everywhere except this Badrinath. He had gone to several places, even to heavenly planets, to the spiritual planet, to rare planetary systems like Sutala. So he has traveled everywhere and had his pastimes. But he has somehow or other not gone to this Badrinath. That's why he sent Uddhava there. So he said, it is stated in 32 text that evam triloka guruna sandhishta sadhajonina badariyasram asadhya hari mijje samadhina. Uddhava Goswami informed the king that Uddhava, being thus instructed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the source of all Vedic knowledge and the spiritual master of the three worlds, reached the pilgrimage site of Badrikasrama and engaged himself there in trance to satisfy the Lord. So in this purport, Prabhupada Maharaj says that though this Bhagavad Gita was spoken, undoubtedly Bhagavad Gita was spoken on the battlefield of Kurukshetra to encourage Arjuna to fight. And yet to complete the transcendental knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, the Lord instructed Uddhava. The Lord wanted Uddhava to fulfill his mission and disseminate knowledge which he had not spoken even in Bhagavad Gita. So it is higher knowledge, higher than Bhagavad Gita. In this way,
there is a long canto, it will come.
11th canto, yes. 11th canto, there are 31 chapters. These are all the lessons, instructions. Here in Bhagavad Gita, 18 chapters. In 11th canto, it is 31 chapters. Of course, the Lord's instruction started from 6th chapter. Buddha will ask the Lord, and it is in the 6th chapter, from 6 to 31. Then, in this way,
one second.
Lord instructed.
Okay. Okay,
then, in this way, these four chapters were described in short. Then, from the, Uddhava said that this Lord has already passed away. So, but before passing away, he was remembering you, Vidura. He was remembering you, and he has given instructions to myself and also to Maitra Muni. And he has specifically instructed Maitra Muni to give the lesson to you.
Uh-huh.
So, after these discussions, Uddhava went to Badrinath and Vidura was in search of Maitra Muni. So, he found him in Haridwar. So, from 5th chapter onward up to 4th canto, the discussion will be between Maitra and Vidura. Vidura Maitra Sambhad will be delivered. So, we will stop here. Jai Shri Bhagavatam Ki, Jai Shri Prabhupada Maharaj Ki, Jai Shri Gurudev Ki, Anand Guru Vaishnava Ki, Dai Gaur Premanande,
Hari Hari Gaur.